Here's today's In Touch reflection on Advent, the beauty of joy.
Today's reflection is based on Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the desert will rejoice, and the desert will shout for joy and blossom. Like the crocus, it will blossom profusely and rejoice with joy and jubilation. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the exhausted, and make the feeble strong. Say to those with anxious heart, "Take courage, fear not." Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The retribution of God will come, but he will save you. Then the eyes of those who are blind will be opened, and the ears of those who are deaf will be unstopped. Then those who limp will leap like a deer, and the tongue of those who cannot speak will shout for joy. For waters will burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place, grass becomes reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for the one who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious animal go up on it. They will not be found there. But the redeemed will walk there, and the redeemed of the Lord will return, and come to Zion with joyful shouting, and everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
In last Sunday's devotion, we talked about shalom, which is God's perfect peace. With peace comes the promise of joy, a promise for the future, but also for right now. If the Lord's joy were a house, those of us who are believers wouldn't just be welcomed in, it would be our home address. Refer to John chapter 15, verses 10 and 11. Biblical joy is different than what many people think. It's more than a simple emotion or a sense of overall cheerfulness. Joy in Christ isn't dependent upon our situation or mood. It flows from our connection with the Lord and transcends our circumstances. Because of all He's done and continues to do, we can rejoice in Him no matter what happens. In Advent, Christ is the reason we wait with great expectation. Colossians 1 verses 13 and 14 tells us that on the cross, God rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So as Christmas draws near, take heart. The one who is and who was and who is to come is near. Think about it. What's standing in the way of you experiencing the fullness of joy in Christ? Ask the Holy Spirit for help in recognizing any obstacles and for grace to overcome them.